This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. May Allah Azza wa Jal exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mates, and from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one in whose name you ask, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all of these newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the Quran, and He sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey it to us and to explain it to us. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent him with the Sunnah to expand upon and to clarify what was given to us in the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this wonderful religion to take us out of the darkness into the light, from الظلمات إلى النور. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. Allah is the guardian of those who believe. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. He takes them out of the darkness and into the light. And one of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to us in the Quran, and that Allah Azza wa Jal strongly encouraged us and gave us instruction about, and about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us strong instruction about, is to consider the way that we treat other people, and particularly, although not exclusively, the way that we treat our brothers in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the famous hadith, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Do whatever you can to obey Allah and to avoid disobeying Allah. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And follow up the bad deed with a good deed, it will wipe it out. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And treat the people with the best of manners. But what I want to look about in the khutbah today is how we treat our brothers in Islam, and some of the dangers or the mistakes or the sins that people fall into as it relates to the rights of their brothers in Islam and the way that you treat the brothers around you. And for this, we're going to start off with Surah Al-Hujurat. And if we were to take what is said in this surah in all honesty, it would be enough for you. In a few ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal explains comprehensively the way that we should be towards our brothers in Islam. And we can add to it from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He told us in Surah Al-Hujurat in the 10th ayah, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah said, the believers are nothing but brothers. The believers are nothing but brothers. This contains two things. إِنَّمَا, the scholars of Arabic, they say it is مِنْ أَدَاتِ الْحَصَرِ. It's from the words which indicate it restricts it. And the scholars of tafsir, they said in the tafsir of this ayah, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ, the believers are nothing but brothers, that there is two things we can understand from it. We can understand that there is no proper iman without ukhuwah, without brotherhood. And there is no proper brotherhood without iman. There is no proper iman. The iman that is asked from you, the iman that is required from you, that is wajib from you, that cannot be proper if there is not ukhuwah, if there is not brotherhood. And there cannot really be brotherhood in a true sense of the word without iman. And we spoke about, in a previous khutbah, we spoke about how we behave towards the non-Muslims and how we are different from them. So in reality, the only brotherhood that you have is the brotherhood of Islam. And it's more important than the brotherhood of your siblings if they are not Muslim. As for if they are Muslim, then they have two rights over you. One is the brotherhood of Islam, and the other is the brotherhood of qaraba, of being your relative. But the brotherhood of Islam is the most important. And you can't really have the iman that Allah asks you to have unless you have this brotherhood. So the way that you treat your brothers in Islam and the way you behave towards them and the way that you see them is extremely important. So many of us, we don't have this proper understanding. We come to the masjid regularly and we see many people who have no relation to us. Maybe they are not even from the same country. Maybe they are not even speaking the same language. But they're with us together in the masjid. They might not look like us. They might not speak like us. They might not behave like us. But they're with us in the masjid. They're our brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. The brothers or brotherhood, this is the brotherhood of iman. And that necessitates certain things. When you see this person next to you as your brother, it entails certain things. For example, it entails that you care about that person. Don't you care about your own brother? You care about your brother. So you have to care about the same person that is sitting next to you because this is your brother in Islam. You have to care about them. You have to behave towards them in a certain way. You have to deal with them in a certain way. You have to have a certain level of respect and a certain level of kindness and a certain level of rahmah. Didn't Allah Azza wa Jal say at the end of this ayah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may receive rahmah from Allah. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the people who have rahmah to others, Allah will have rahmah to them. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, Whoever doesn't have rahmah towards others, Allah will not have any rahmah for them. So you have to look at your brother in Islam in a certain way. And I'm going to mention some of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal told us about. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, O you who believe, if you are believers, you have to listen to this. If you consider yourself to be a believer, inshaAllah, you need to listen to this. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. Don't let one group of you make fun of another group of you. This goes against Iman. It goes against Ukhuwa, brotherhood. That one group is sitting there making fun of the other group of people. This doesn't matter whether it's an individual. It doesn't matter whether it's a group of people. But it's more common in a group. And so Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, when a group of people get together and they make fun of the other people. Maybe they make fun of the way they talk. Maybe they make fun of the way they look. Maybe they make fun of certain things that they do. But they make fun of them. Maybe they look down on them. They belittle them. They have ihtiqar. They look down and they say, don't talk to them. Not those people. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Maybe the people you are making fun of are better than you in the sight of Allah. So it's really important. I know we have a culture here in the UK and in many places of joking, a joking culture, right? We enjoy to have a laugh, make a joke, but that joke must never be at the expense of someone else. Joking about a certain person, joking about the way they talk, joking about the way they look, making fun of them because of where they come from, or because of their tribe, or their country, or because of their financial status, or because of the way that they behave, their habits and their manners. We don't make fun of people for anything, because that person you're making fun of might be better than you in the sight of Allah. And yawm al-qiyamah, they might be above you in the sight of Allah. And this making fun of those who believe is a characteristic and an attribute of the munafiqoon. It's what the munafiqeen used to do. That's how they used to do, the hypocrites. And the disbelievers, they used to make fun of the people who believe. They used to point at the sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to ridicule them and make fun of them. So how can you take these people as your example? How can you take a munafiq and a mushrik and take them as your example in making fun of the people who believe? You have to be sincere. Then ask yourself the question, would you like it if they did that to you? And isn't that the culture? You, when you're with your friends, you point at them, and they, when they're with their friends, they point at you. And then nobody has any ukhuwa anymore. There's no brotherhood anymore. So you don't make fun of a people for any reason at all. And you don't belittle them for any reason at all. And it doesn't matter whether this is a group of men or a group of women. And Allah Azza wa Jal singled out the women, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ. Nor should a group of women make fun of another group of women. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. Maybe that group is better than that one. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. You don't insult one another. You don't ridicule one another. You don't use name calling. You don't use name calling, like calling out to someone by a name that is rude or a name that he doesn't like. And the problem is we presume, it's the same in backbiting, we presume. We say, oh, he doesn't mind if I call him this. And they call people, wallahi, by the worst of things. And that person's heart, it hurts them, but they don't say, they laugh. Maybe they laugh and they say, I don't mind. But you don't know in that person's heart, they might feel really, really upset about it. And some people, wallah, even went to the stage of harming themselves, or they went through depression and sadness because people call them names. Look at our kids in school. Wallah, it's sad. Wallah, even it hurts me. The other day we were talking about the small Quran class we had in the masjid, and some of the children were making fun of each other and calling each other names. Wallah, if this is the children in the masjid in a halaqah of Quran, what do you think the children are like outside in the school? We have to educate them and help them to get over this of name calling and making fun of people and hurting them with the words that you say. Because how can you say that this is my brother, hadha akhi, this is my brother, and then you call that person a name and you insult them and you make fun of them? And Allah Azza wa Jal said, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. What a terrible thing it is for the name of fasiq to come to you after you had the name of iman, after you had the name mu'min, and then you got the label fasiq. You are a criminal and an evildoer. And you got that name because of the way that you behave towards other people. Or the ayah means, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. What a terrible thing it is to call your brother ya fasiq and say to him, you evildoer, you disobedient person. Obviously, everyone is at different levels. We're not going to say that the person who is outside doing haram on the street, we're going to treat them the same as the one who is praying fajr in the masjid. لا يستوون عند الله. They're not the same in the sight of Allah. We don't treat them the same. But if you see that person to be your brother, then you need to look after them like you would look after your brother. Not with making fun and not with calling names, but by sincere advice, nasiha, and treating people like you would want to be treated yourself. The same thing you would want for yourself. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whoever doesn't make tawbah, these people are the zalimun. Meaning you have to go back to Allah and ask Allah's forgiveness for this whole behavior, this whole thing. Not treating your brothers the way that you should. Making fun of them, taking away from their status, calling them names, saying bad things to each other, bad language to each other. The person who doesn't make tawbah, this person is oppressing themselves and they're oppressing their brother. And that's worse. You oppress yourself, yes. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you because He is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. But Yawm Al-Qiyamah, if you did something to your brother, it's not Allah's forgiveness alone that you need. You need Allah's forgiveness and you need their forgiveness. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. But perhaps your brother will not have mercy on you Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Perhaps he will take your good deeds equivalent to all the times you called him names, all the times you insulted him, all the times that you made fun of him. He will say, give me all the good deeds. Until the person will say, I don't have any good deeds left. No problem. Take all my sins. Take all my sins until you and I are level for the name calling and the fun and the sarcasm and the snide remarks and the joking and the insults. Now we even take my sins and I will take your good deeds. From the etiquettes that Allah Azza wa Jal told us in this surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. O you who believe, keep away from a lot of suspicion. Indeed, some suspicion is sinful. And this is another part of brotherhood, that you don't have su'adhan with people. Su'adhan, thinking bad of your brother in Islam. You saw him and you instantly think bad. Maybe he was talking privately to somebody. And instantly you think he's talking about me. He said something about me. This is about me. See, I'm not going to talk to him. And you became, because you thought bad of him. You thought bad of him. Before you had the chance to find out what's really happening, you took it in the wrong way. Make excuses for your brother. It's not a hadith. There is no authentic hadith, but there is a famous saying among the early generations. Look for your brother 70 excuses. إِلْتَمِسْ لِأَخِيكَ سَبْعِينَ عُذْرًا. It's not a hadith, but it's a famous saying that people say, look for excuses for your brother. You called him, he didn't answer your call. Well, perhaps he was busy. Perhaps he didn't see the phone. Perhaps he will call me back later. You think good of him, you look for a good way, not the bad way that, oh, he didn't do this, and this is because, and so on. Because this again removes the ukhuwah. It removes the brotherhood and the feeling of brotherhood that should exist in the religion of Islam. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah alone. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and his companions. We're talking about brotherhood in Islam and how you should behave towards other people. And from the etiquettes that Allah Azza wa Jal told us, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't spy on each other and don't backbite one another. Backbiting is for you to say about your, or for you to mention about your brother in their absence what they don't like. For you to mention in their absence what they don't like. And when I say mention, this includes things you say and it includes gestures as well. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Some of the scholars, they said, this is the one who does it with his tongue and the one who does it with his hand. Like the one who points behind someone's back or the one who makes faces behind someone's back. You don't mention about your brother what they don't like. We talked about the etiquettes in front of their face. Behind their back is even greater because in front of their face, in front of their face, at least they have a chance to defend themselves. And Allah Azza wa Jal made it haram for you to insult your brother in front of his face, to make fun of him in front of his face. So how about behind his back? And the same for the sisters behind her back. How bad is it that not even worse, Allah Azza wa Jal said about making fun of them to their face, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. How terrible is it that you do this fisk, this horrible, evil deed after you have iman. And then even worse than that is for you to do it when they are absent. Even worse. And sometimes people have strange ideas about this. They say, I don't think he will mind. I don't think he will mind. Or they say that, or I'll tell him about it later. This is not allowed. Some of the scholars, they mention this, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. They mention about this surah as well. That this includes whether you say it to their face or you say it behind their back. Whether they know about it or whether they don't know about it. But for you to wait until your brother or your sister is absent from you and then to use that time to say about them what they don't like. And when you say something which is true, this is backbiting. When you say something which is true, When you say something which is false, this is slander. Buhtan. This is slander, not backbiting. Backbiting is to say something true about your brother in his absence that he doesn't like. Allah, how many times does this happen? It's so easy to fall into. It's so easy for a person to fall into that they get in the habit of talking about people when those people are away, and they sort of, this guy does this and this guy's like that and this guy says this and this guy, and it's true. Every word of it is true. This is backbiting. And if it's not true, then it's even worse and it's slander. So what about the positive things then? If we've looked at some of the negative things, how can we turn it into positive things? For each of those negative things, there is a positive. Ad-deenun nasiha, give your brother good advice. And that doesn't mean always speaking. It means acting in a way that is sincere. Like when someone says to someone, inni lakum nasih, I am sincere for you. I want good for you. Be sincere towards your brother. Defend your brother in his absence. Even if you're not the closest friend and you hear someone saying something about him, say, brothers, don't talk like this. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا أَوْ يُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقُعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. It's already been revealed to you in the book that if you hear people when it comes to the ayat of Allah and they are ridiculing it or they're making fun of it, don't sit with them until they change their speech. You hear someone talking about someone else, don't be the one who stands there silently and just nods their head and then says, oh, astaghfirullah, we shouldn't have said that about him. Be someone who speaks up, say, akhi, don't say this. He's not here. Don't speak about him when he's not here. If you have a problem with something he did, speak to him directly about it. Don't speak to him about his behind his back. And when you speak to him directly, don't speak to him in a big gathering of everybody. You and make fun of him and point at him and call him names. Speak to him privately. Be sincere. Love for your brother what you love for yourself. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Look out for people. Take care of people. Know the people who come together in the Jumu'ah, in the Jama'at. They come together in the masjid. Know the people. So that you can look out for what they need and help them in what they need. See everyone as your brother, regardless of where they're from or how they are or what they look like or what they speak. You see everyone as your brother and you treat someone like that. And when you do that, that will bring you the reality of Iman. It's one of the things that will bring you Iman as it should be. And you will really understand the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are nothing but brothers. So I want everyone to pay attention to this week. And really think about it, and really try not only not to do those things we said, but also to be positive, and to see people stopping other people when they fall into it by accident, reminding their brothers, and generally see that we don't see things in the masjid like name calling and people making fun and backbiting and so on. And if we get there, inshallah, that will be a big improvement by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت وَصْرِفْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَهَا لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنَّا سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة